Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Dr. John Rayfield of Texas A&M joining us. Back with Dr. Rayfield right after this.
Next time you find a good deal on farm equipment, get a good deal on the financing too. Right now you'll find fixed rates as low as 3.55% from AgDirect at your ag equipment dealer. That's 3.55%. AgDirect features easy applications, fast credit decisions, and is offered by Farm Credit of East Central Oklahoma. People who understand agriculture. Subject to approval, restrictions may apply. Rates may change. Ask your local dealer for details.
BigIron.com, the easiest way to buy online.
Every Wednesday, you can bid live from anywhere in the world with no buyer's premiums, no reserves, and no hidden fees.
BigIron.com, the easiest way to buy online.
Bid with ease on tractors, planting and tillage equipment, sprayers, livestock equipment, trucks, trailers, and more.
BigIron.com, the easiest way to buy online.
Auctions every Wednesday. Bid from home, work, smartphone or mobile device. So go to BigIron.com, the easiest way to buy online.
Coverage of the Oklahoma Youth Expo powered by Devon Energy and by the title sponsor of OYE, McDonald's, had the opportunity to visit with Texas A&M professor Dr. John Rayfield, who was one of the two breeding heifer judges at the 2014 Oklahoma Youth Expo on Sunday and Monday, and talk with him about the animals he saw, the kids he saw at this year's Youth Expo.
John, you've already seen some pretty good females today. What are you looking for when you start looking at these beef animals?
Well, in females, you certainly want some structural correctness, some cattle that can get out there and move and forage and make it in the real world as brood cows. But you also need them to, they're meat animals, they're beef animals, so they got to have some muscle and some power to them to generate the dollars of beef that we want to put on the rail. But also they've got to have breeding and feeding capacity so they can get out and forage and be functional females.
I guess that my question as far as where does the intersection between these purebred animals you're looking at today and that animal that's right for that commercial operator?
Well, I mean, I think ideally, you know, the purebred animals kind of help drive the commercial industry because you're going to take those purebreds and you're going to mate them in different scenarios out in the commercial world. And so the purebred ideals are going to drive what the commercial man probably tries to do in terms of just balance and quality and dollars of beef when you take them to the sale barn.
You've also seen some pretty good looking kids today, too.
Oh, you know, the thing I like to say is that we only use cattle is the vehicle to showcase our premier youth here in America, and certainly here in Oklahoma, you've got as good a youth as I run across anywhere, and really, they are paramount to the livestock today because excellent set of kids who just do a tremendous job and compete well and are always gracious, always do a good job and have great sportsmanship, so some of the best kids in the country.
I think there's continues to be a future in this stock show business, both the breeding animals as well as the market animals.
I sure hope so. Me and my kids are involved in it there in Texas, and so I sure hope that there's a bright future for it, and believe there is. You know, many states, we've lost our agricultural roots, but it's encouraging to see, especially in Texas and Oklahoma, that we still maintain our focus on production agriculture, and that's what's important to me as far as the livestock and the animal industry goes.
Well, the question beyond just the stock show scene, you feel like that we're going to see some recovery in both Texas and Oklahoma as far as getting this mama cow herd rebuilt?
Well, you know, cow numbers are low everywhere, and so it'd be encouraging if we could build those cow numbers. But, you know, as long as the cow numbers stay low, the prices stay high. So, you know, the producer right now is probably generating as many dollars as he ever has in the past, but he's also putting more into them because commodities are so high. So, again, we would like to get those numbers up, but I think everybody still likes selling those high-dollar calves at the stockyard.
One of the breeding heifer judges at this year's Oklahoma Youth Expo, Dr. John Rayfield of Texas A&M. By the way, the supreme champion breeding heifers in the commercial division, shown by Gatlin Goodson, and the purebred division, a Hereford, shown by Victoria Chapman from Dixon FFA. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's the Pollard Farms Performance Genetics 15th Annual Bull Sale, Saturday, March 22nd at the ranch at Waccomas, Oklahoma. The sale features 90 home-raised service-age Angus bulls and 5 Hereford bulls. Also selling are 45 registered Angus females and 15 commercial open heifers. For more information, contact Eddie Sims at National Cattle Service, 580-595-1926, or go online at www.pollardfarms.com or nationalcattle.com.
That's your Beef Buzz, Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.